Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria today up to 28 degrees. Joburg 27 and Rustenburg a high of 30.
There's been a collision in Sunning Hill on the N1 northbound at the Buccleuch interchange. It's causing queuing traffic.
In your sport, Hugo Bruges left fuming after Bafana were denied the opportunity to train at the match venue for tonight's World Cup qualifier, and Ducks rise to the top of the Varsity Cup table.
We shine a light on Eskom after the urgent alert that came through yesterday evening that there is a high risk of load shedding.
While we managed to keep the system stable, it remains constrained and load shedding may still be implemented at short notice if necessary.
Eskom spokesperson Daphne Mukwena says one of the six units that went offline was restored by last night. No further information about the substations affected by the problematic units. Meanwhile, the Public Servants Association is urging the National Energy Regulator to reconsider its decision to grant Eskom's tariff increase request. NERSA approved a 12.74% tariff increase, which will kick in from the 1st of April. The association believes that the approval of such a significant increase is unjustifiable given the ongoing issues of mismanagement and corruption at Eskom. To other news, Deputy President Paul Mashatile says there is an urgent need for contingency planning and building a resilient health system that can withstand external shocks. South Africa is one of the countries affected by the US President's emergency plan for AIDS relief funding cuts. PEPFAR funding amounted to 17% of the country's overall HIV response.
With a shift towards country-led service delivery, South Africa must strengthen sustainability planning at the national and provincial levels. We need to rethink HIV and TB service delivery models in our country. Contingency planning is essential to absorb the short-term shocks resulting from this new development.
More about this at jacarandafm.com. Click on news. South Africa and the Democratic Republic of Congo are looking to strengthen bilateral defence relations. Minister of Defence and Military Veterans, Angie Motshekga, is hosting her DRC counterpart, Kabombo Mutumbita, against the backdrop of an escalating conflict in the DRC. Minister Motshekga spokesperson, Anika Kwakwa, says discussions will focus on key areas of defence cooperation and bolstering strategic defence capabilities.
Minister Motshekga emphasised the defence collaboration between South Africa and the DRC is of paramount importance, not just for our two nations, but for the broader African continent.
In Mozambique, President Daniel Chapo and main opposition leader Venancio Mondlane agreed to end all violence after months of deadly clashes between protesters and security forces. Local civil society groups estimate that more than 360 people died since the first protests after the elections in October last year. And in case you are wondering, no, it's just not just on our roads. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has announced new measures to crack down on potholes, a problem that has plagued also the British roads in recent years and is widely seen as a symbol of crumbling infrastructure. Councils will start to receive their share of the equivalent of 37.7 billion rand from next month. The UK is now estimated to have over 1 million potholes. That's about six potholes for every 1.6 kilometres.
That's a lot of potholes. Answer me this. Let's have a fun game.
Okay.
Would you rather want them to fix potholes or streetlights? Go.
Oh, that's a very difficult street one.
Streetlights.
Yeah,
streetlights. Yeah, with lights I could see the potholes.
Yeah. No, I'm the same.
Yeah.
Streetlights. So the British, they'll have a heart attack when they get here because yes, you have to choose between traffic lights, potholes, streetlights.
Yes.
Or these railings on the bridges also, I see that they are disappearing
right
on a daily basis, yeah. Which is also a bit of a problem.